All right, welcome to Orphan Radio. This is a special episode. It's me, I'm Matt, and Josh Berwanger's with me. How are you doing?
Is it special because I'm on?
I guess that's what you told me to say. Sorry. Yeah. So you got a new album out with your new band Radar State. We're gonna play a few songs from that. We just heard a song off side two of the LP called Artificial Love. Talk about the new album a little bit.
The new album came out on Friday, this last Friday, which was February 11th.
January.
Oh, yeah, January 11th.
Jesus.
Remember you said I was kind of special? Uh-huh. I get things like that.
I meant it.
Thanks. And it came out on Wiretap Records and Disconnect Records in the UK. And, yeah, it's our first record. We put out an EP, a three-song EP before it. And, We're really excited about it and seem to have gotten a good response so far. You got your copy.
Yeah, I got the green vinyl in the mail last Thursday, and I like it a lot.
Vinyled.
Vinyls. But where did you record it, in Kansas City?
We recorded in Kansas City at Element Studios with Joel Nanos, and he's worked on – helped us with our EP, and then I've done a few Berwanger records with him also, and then we had Doug Bame mix it.
Nice. So next, I guess, when does the tour start? The 24th?
The first show, yeah, is that a Friday?
That's a Thursday, so maybe it's maybe the 25th.
Maybe it's the 24th.
We should probably look that up.
Yeah,
hang on,
I just know what day we leave for it.
You get the first show's in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're playing like four shows on the East Coast, four shows in the Midwest, four shows on the West Coast, basically, right?
Three shows in the Midwest.
Okay.
And four or five on the West Coast.
Yeah. Woo!
Okay. We don't know, you know, we see those messages where it's like, come to Cleveland or come to Georgia or something. And we want to, but it's just we don't really know, you know, what our draw is.
Yeah, first show is Thursday, January 24th in Boston.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the tour dates here. Boston, New York, Asbury Park, New Jersey, then Philly. Hey, Philly. Woo!
Okay.
And then a little break, then Kansas City, Chicago, St. Louis. I feel like there's something missing on here, though, because you're playing in San Francisco, too, right?
Yeah, that should be on there.
It's not on your Facebook page.
Yeah, it is. It's on one of the
not under tour dates. Oh, I see it here. Okay, so then San Francisco, LA, and Fullerton, California, and then San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the San Diego show is a free one.
Have you ever played it? I'm looking at the LA show, and it's Moroccan Lounge. Have you ever played there before?
No, I think it's newer, and a lot of buddies have said it's like a really cool place.
San Francisco, Bottom of the Hill, that's cool.
Yeah.
Chicago Cobra Lounge.
I've never been there before.
I have.
Ugh.
I used to work down the street, baby.
Okay. Applebee's?
Red Lobster. Joe's Crab Shack. So, anyway, what else?
I don't know. We're rehearsing this week right now, getting ready for the shows, and that's about it.
Where do you guys play? At your house?
No, we practice in Pryor's garage sometimes, and then we're going to practice in Adams' rehearsal spot the rest of the next couple practices.
Cool. Well, so why don't you fill everybody else in, or everybody in about who the other guys in the band are?
So the other dudes are Matt Pryor, who also sings and plays guitar in the Get Up Kids, Jim Suptic, same, plays guitar and sings in the Get Up Kids, and then Adam Phillips, who you and I have known since, I mean...
I think he was like 12 or 13.
I mean, he was, yeah, like fifth grade or something when we knew him, sixth grade.
Yeah.
He played in the Gadgets, and then that was the high school band that they were in for a while after that. And then they started the Architects, and now he plays in the Other Americans and Brandon Phillips in the Condition.
Yeah, cool.
He's a busy man.
He is a busy man.
He's a big businessman.
Big business. Well, do you want to play another song off the album?
Yeah. What do you want to do? One of my favorite songs is Self Hurt Guru. You want to play that one?
Sure.
All right.
We're back, Matt and Josh. Another song off the new Radar State LP called Strays, Wiretap Records, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so who's the guy behind that? You said he used to work at Vagrant?
He was an intern at Vagrant in the early 2000s. His name's Rob. He's a really cool dude.
Nice. I was thinking about this when we were getting ready to record this episode, and do you remember? I know you remember, but I'm just going to bring it up so we can talk about it. But VFW Hall... I don't know what month it was. I think it was April 95, 96.
I thought there was a Christmas tree up. So I thought it had to be like...
I remember it being kind of warm out. I thought it was April or May.
I remember tackling a Christmas tree on stage.
Well, there was probably a Christmas tree there, but who knows? But anyway, VFW Hall, Kansas City, the Battle of the States. It was this all local bands from either Kansas or Missouri, and there was like this battle royale, but... First Get Up Kids show ever, right?
Yeah, they played first.
Gadgets played, of course, with Adam on drums. Your band, John C. Holmes' band. Who else played? Nuclear Family.
I think 110 Volts played.
110 Volts. The Revolvers.
Oh, yeah, the Revolvers played, which is now pretty much the band Hip Shot Killer, who's playing our record release show in Kansas City.
Oh, nice.
Mike Alexander. And yeah. Did Crack Babies play that?
I feel like they didn't for some reason.
I don't think they did either. We should play a Crack Baby song, though.
Yes.
Later. Breakups played.
Oh, yeah, the Breakups, of course.
Because people were... Adam, like, we talked about this before in Radar State, like on a band break or something, just about trying to remember the show. And I remember, like, Septic breaking a guitar string and borrowing my guitar. And I was like... I had no idea who any of those guys were or anything.
Yeah.
And I didn't even like talk to them before or after. I just gave them a guitar and they played and gave it back. But I remember Adam was saying like, we just hung out in the back corner because all the bands hated us because we were touring with Rancid at the time and everyone was like jealous of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that sucks. He was like, yeah, there was all these guys who just wanted to beat us up. I mean, that scene at the time, I mean, there was like a ton of like, it was a lot of dirty punk rockers, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And well, the Gadgets got so popular that everybody, yeah, that of course some people were going to be dickheads about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Revolvers played last and they got the plug pulled on them. Do you remember that?
Well, I think it was what I remember was there was like an argument if the Breakups or the Gadgets were going to play last. And it was supposed to be the Gadgets, I think. And then they were just like, whatever. And then I think you're right that Revolvers just ended up playing last and the plug did get pulled.
Because the old timers who like ran the VFW Hall came in and were like, all right, this is done.
Yeah.
I remember you cried.
Was I in the corner crying or was I in the middle of the mosh pit?
Just standing crying? In the middle of the floor crying.
That's right. Man, I probably might. I might go to a show tonight to do that.
You should. What's the last show you went to? That wasn't one of your own.
I have no idea. I can't remember.
Well, fucking Hooba. What, Hooba Stank?
Hooba Stank, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Are you still following them around the country?
Yeah, I'm a Hooba head. You should come to our Chicago show. You said you might.
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
Are you gonna visit your old stomping grounds, Joe's Crab Shack and Red Lobster?
Yeah, and Bennigan's. The Bennigan's there is really good. But I might go up there and work from there for like a week. And
You're a big
big
businessman.
business. Kind of like last time, or I guess that was last December, so a little over a year ago when you guys played a couple nights at the Metro, and I was up there for like a week or so, and got to hang out with you guys, watch the shows. That was fun.
Yeah, and we got to eat at Graham Elliott's restaurant.
Yeah, that was cool. I just remember it was freezing outside.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, huh?
Don't know. I don't care.
Okay. So who's opening up for you guys in Chicago?
Archie Paul and the Exports and John Reba from Boys Life. He has a new band called
Cool.
Wet Tropics.
Nice. Good man there, John.
He's a very good man.
So what do you want to play next?
Let's play something from The Architects
All right,
and Get
cool.
Up Kids.
I'll play an Architect song and you play a Get Up Kids song. You want to do that?
I'm settling in a hot back chair and turn the music down. Tell me everything you've been thinking right up till now. Use all those tears like soap rationale, just like dope refined and lined up coup de grace. It's how you cope. Get on my heart to relieve all doubt. You smile and pick the knot, and I just bled out. Kiss me and watch me.
again, Matt and Josh. How you doing?
How much longer is this gonna take?
We're almost done.
Okay. Good.
We got to spend a week and a half together in October. Very, very, very close quarters. One day I was working and you made me breakfast, you drew me a bath, and then you made me lunch and you made me dinner. So it's kind of like we're married.
I like to take care of people who stay at my house.
Thank you. Hey, thanks.
What'd you think of the bath, though?
Amazing.
My One bath, of the best ever?
My bath here sucks. It's disgusting.
Remember I put bath salts in it?
Was that what that was?
Yeah. I put some essential oils in it.
Well, the weird part was that you wouldn't leave, though. The bathroom. What?
Nothing. I just didn't think about leaving.
Okay. Are you still writing a book of pickup lines?
Yeah.
What do you think's your number one that you should lead with always?
That's interesting. You have a coat on. Is that new or is it not? I mean, you could have gotten it from multiple places. Do you know which place? That's one of them.
Okay. You know what mine is?
What?
Yes! You're the man now, dog.
What? What do you think of that?
That's good. That's very good. Was that you?
No, Sean Connery.
So when you like go up to a girl or guy and
you yell it right in their face.
Do you play it on your phone to them or you yell it in their face?
Yeah, I say it.
That's cool.
What
if they say they don't know what that's from?
Well, then you just walk away.
How many times have you walked away?
Let's switch gears. Let's play some... So we played Architects and Get Up Kids, older stuff. Let's play some...
I had one more pickup line, though.
Oh, okay, what?
Is this a place that you're often coming to, where we're at right now? Or is it like you've been here before?
This is going to be a bestseller. I can feel it. Don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, I take some time out of my day to write some things I think a girl or guy might like to hear.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's play some.
But what about when we were in Oklahoma together? Do you remember that?
Yeah. We were there for Ricky's wedding.
You really made someone mad that night.
Yeah. I basically ruined the entire wedding because somebody got mad at me at the reception.
Weren't they laughing at you 1 second and then mad at you the next?
Yeah, there was like a group of people and we were all having a good time and laughing. You were crying and
where was I crying?
You were just standing in the middle of the room again. And but this girl was like, "Oh, there's so much drama going on in my life," and I was like, "Oh, tell us about it. I love drama if it doesn't involve me." And everything turned. She like. She stared at me and goes, "What the fuck did you just say?" And I was like, I didn't think I could have, that wasn't that offensive. Jesus.
I don't know.
Remember when that girl called me PF?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not something I'd put in my book of,
pickup lines.
Yeah. What, tell the PF story.
You could tell it.
I don't know it that well. I always mess it up.
I mean, it's not that great of a story, but
it's a great story because this kind of stuff always happens to you.
For no reason. Mind my own business always.
Exactly. But
I was standing outside of the bathroom at Gold Star, which is an awesome bar in Chicago, and...
Bathroom for men or women.
There's two bathrooms and you can use either one, I think.
That's what I just said. And now you don't know.
I don't remember. But anyway,
yeah, I guess it doesn't change the story though.
It doesn't matter. But I was waiting there, and then somebody came up and like slammed on the door, and then ran off. And I was like, "Oh, cool." And this girl opened the door. She was like 8 feet tall, and she was like, "What the fuck, man?" And I was like, "I didn't do that. I was just waiting here, and somebody came up and knocked, and then took off." And she was like, she got real pissed off and like wanted me to argue with her. And I was just like, "Whatever. I have to go beep beep." And
did you get your phone out to pretend like you started texting?
And then she said to me, "You're a pussy face." And And I said, there goes old pussy face.
Oh.
That was it. But, God, you know, I'm just minding my own business.
Didn't she go back to her table and, like, the whole table stared you
yes.
down?
Yes. And I was like, okay.
Did you get to go pee?
Yes, I did.
Is that the night you snuck out of the back of the bar and stepped on a big rat?
No, that happened like 15 years ago. This thing only happened like a year ago, I think.
You should combine the stories.
Okay. Anyway.
Hey, didn't you have like flip-flops on or something?
When I stepped on the rat, I did.
That's disgusting.
When the girl called me pussyface, it was like 10 degrees outside.
And I'm not talking about the rat. It's disgusting that you had flip-flops on.
Do you never wear them?
Ugh, no.
What if you go to the beach?
Converse All-Stars.
At the beach?
Yeah. I walked down a Converse All-Star. Flip-flops are gross.
I've had the same pair of flip-flops for 15 years.
That's not disgusting. That's repulsive.
I can't wait to see you again and you can draw me a bath. What?
No man should wear open-toe shoes.
Well, I don't wear them. I only do it, you know.
Male.
If it's really hot out, I mean, and you just got to go somewhere quick. Why not?
All right.
Let's change the subject. Let's play a couple more old.
And some females shouldn't, I guess.
Kansas City band. Let's move on.
Some gross looking feet out there.
So we're going to play a song by the Crack Babies, and then a song by the Breakups, and then a song by the Revolvers, and then we'll come back, all right?
And these are all the bands that played at that show we were talking about earlier.
Except maybe not the Crack Babies. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. But they're one of the best bands ever. I still love those songs they recorded. And they recorded all these when they were, like, what, like 15?
Probably 16 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
All Dubinsky right. was probably 40, though.
Yeah, Dubinsky was 45 when he was a sophomore in high school. All right.
Around me, here I am. Take me down. before that promise breaks, there's a heart that'll stop. But until then, this heart belongs to you. Until then, there's a heart that stays true.
All right. Welcome back to Orphan Radio. This is Josh, and I'm with the owner of Orphan Radio,
owner.
Matt. Well, who owns it?
I don't know. I guess I do.
Matt, hey, what else has been going on in your life, though?
Nothing, really. Just working a lot and seriously not much at all.
Did anything funny happen today to you?
No.
Oh, can we talk about something that like is one of my favorite things to talk to you about on the phone?
What?
Your neighbor who lives across the street.
Sure, we can talk about him.
Mike texted me yesterday that he died, and I was super upset.
But, he did?
I was like, tell the story first. Tell him about him.
I think I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I think the guy who lives across the street from me is a pimp. And I think he's running some kind of like weird brothel out of his apartment. And he's like an older guy. He's probably in his 60s and he goes by the name Magic.
What did he tell him about when he came up and introduced himself to you the first time?
This was the only time I ever talked to him. And this happened like, it was a while ago, probably over a year ago. And I was sitting on my front porch and he walked over and was like, do you mind if I use your phone? And I was like, shit. All right, I guess. Once.
Mistake one.
Right. But he never bothered me again. So I was like, yeah, sure. And he called his friend and was like, whatever. And then he gave it back to me and he shook my hand. He goes, they call me Magic. But I see him leaving at all hours. And then there's just always really weird things going on. Like people coming and going all the time. Him getting picked up, dropped off. The cops coming all the time. It's just really weird.
Yeah, I was like, how's Magic doing? And Mike said he died, and I was super upset about it.
They call me Magic. I want you to meet him.
Do you hang out?
No.
You should invite him over.
For what?
I don't know, pizza?
Watch some TV?
Yeah.
No. Nobody's allowed in this house except me and my brother.
I bet no one wants to go.
My dad stopped by, and I wouldn't let him in.
What did he do?
Waited on the porch.
Hung out with Magic?
He walked across the street to Magic's place.
your dad's nickname is The Godfather. Can you imagine a TV series, Magic and The Godfather?
They'd probably get along pretty well. Hey, Josh, can you imagine?
Shut up. Okay. All right, let's end this thing.
This what?
Nothing.
Yeah, why don't you play two more songs and then we'll get out of here.
Well, we should end with a Radar State song, a Supti Radar State song.
Yeah.
And what do you want to play? Do you want to play?
No. How about Defender?
Okay.
And then let's play one of your Berwanger songs, too, before that, because we haven't played one of your solo things yet.
Oh, okay. Which one do you want to do?
You want to just do Exorcism Rock?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. Anything else you want to talk about, or...
Hey, thank you so much for having me on your show again, man. I sometimes feel like Steve Martin on Saturday Night Live coming on this thing.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Wasn't he on that show a lot?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, no problem. All right. Maybe I'll see you in Chicago in a few weeks.
I hope.
All right. Bye.